The cost of rebuilding Christchurch's quake-damaged Anglican Cathedral has blown out by 50% and now stands at a whopping at $154 million. The increase was revealed today at the same time as an ambitious concept design that includes a cafe, visitors centre and events space. Conan Young reports.
That's a recording of the Christchurch Cathedral Choir singing in the cathedral in 2008. A sound Bishop Peter Carroll can't wait to hear again. As part of today's big reveal of the concept design, a computer-generated fly-through was played of what the cathedral would look like. Bishop Carroll says seeing it for the first time was incredibly moving.
I think it'll be very important to know that at the very, very heart of our city, we have a gathering space, but a space that's also spiritual. And I think to have that spiritual heart is pretty important in a centre of a city, which otherwise, let's be frank, involves a lot of commerce.
The city's most famous building has sat derelict since the February 2011 quake, an open wound in the heart of Christchurch. It was the subject of a bitter dispute between church leaders who said the money would be better spent on helping the needy and heritage advocates who wanted it saved, a dispute that wasn't resolved until 3 years ago. Bishop Carroll insists that's all behind them, and he's comfortable with the new, much higher price tag.
$154.3 million, in my view, is less a rise in the cost of the cathedral from a starting point back in 2016, and more a point where we're saying we know everything about what we need to do, and this is the cost of doing it.
The $104 million already raised is made up of money from the government, the council, insurance money for the old building, and donations. The chair of the joint venture company running the restoration, Justin Murray, is confident of being able to fundraise the $51 million still needed to finish the job, and says potential large donors are already being approached here and overseas.
Of course, we are cognizant of the challenges that COVID represents, but this appeals to a deeper instinct and intent and passion amongst donors.
Justin Murray didn't want to talk about any backup plans in place in case the money's not forthcoming.
We're not actually focused on what if we don't reach that target, because we are absolutely focused on reaching that target and highly confident that we will.
Project Director Keith Patterson says unlike the old cathedral, the restored one will be as safe as any modern building.
Essentially, it is installing a new skeleton to the cathedral with a new structural seismic frame within the walls of the existing building. And then on top of that, we'll be base isolating the whole building.
Many of those spoken to outside the cathedral today said the cost was hard to justify.
I'm an Anglican and the country is broke, so we've got to cut the cloth accordingly, don't we?
I could think of better things,
yeah. But
I'm not religious, so that makes a wee difference, I guess.
Is it an important building in Christchurch, do you think?
I think it's a bit of an icon, but it's, you know, as I say, you've got to judge up whether it's worth the money or not.
I'm actually all for, like, the protection of old buildings in New Zealand. So even though, like myself, I'm not religious, I do see, like, the value in keeping the restoration of the old building itself.
Work making the cathedral safe to enter is now underway and will take 2 years to complete, followed by the restoration proper. At this stage, the doors are due to open to the public in 2028. Kei o tautahi aho, mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Conan Young tēnei.